The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now, here are the voices for Hawks football, Danny Van Vliet and Jason Watson on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
For the Mariners, we go to the bottom of the first inning. Our Mechanics Bank score, the Rockies nothing, and the Mariners coming up.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Field of Dreams up here in Connell. Brett Powers, normally the voice of Hawk basketball, with you tonight covering Hawk football. And never fear, I've got a few years experience calling football as well as basketball, so I should be taking good care of you here this evening. So the Hawks, the winless Hawks, coming up to take on a Connell Eagle team that is also winless, and their records are actually somewhat similar. Both teams only put up 6 points so far this year. If you've been paying attention to Hawk football, well, you know it's been a little bit of a struggle thus far. They opened the season on September 5th, losing to Chelan 33-6, and then they got blanked in two conference games on September 12th by Royal 69-0, and then the next week, last Friday, by Kashmir 71-0. The Hawks obviously having trouble putting points on the board, but here's the thing. Connell not substantially better. They did lose a close game to league leader Zilla 6-0 on September 5th, but since then they've been beaten 42-7 by Othello on September 12th and then beaten by Royal last week 54-7. So while the Eagles have been able to put some points on board, they have 3 touchdowns, the Hawks just 1. Neither team has set themselves apart in terms of being able really to stop the other team, as well as actually put their own points subsequently on the board. I noticed in looking at the Hawks roster that we're putting out a fairly young team, but in fairness, Connell, they have a few more seniors on their roster, but they also do not have a tremendous amount of experience. So both of these teams perhaps not putting a whole bunch of experience on the field, but they've been gaining it over these last 3 weeks. And there goes our PA guy. I knew we were getting close to it here pretty soon. Somebody's going to come off this field a victor, and hopefully it will be the Hawks. The Hawks and the Eagles are one of 3 teams sharing the basement in the SCAC 1A. Connell at 0-2, Kai B at 0-3. Technically, Kai B ought to be on the bottom. And then, of course, College Place at 0-2. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the standings in the SCAC as well as other action. And, of course, we'll have the starting lineups eventually when we return, as we're getting ready to honor the flag here at the Field of Dreams in Connell, where the Hawks are going to get ready to take the field against the Eagles. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Football right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only Trane dealer. It's hard to stop a Trane because Trane HVAC systems are built to last. Trane's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of Trane equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several best of the best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here at the Field of Dreams, Brett Powers with you. Normally the voice of Hawk basketball, going to be the voice of Hawk football this evening. And we've got some starting lineups to announce. Let's go ahead and take a look at the defensive starters for College Place. Head coach Devin Bouvier is going to start at linebacker, a 5'8", 195-pound sophomore in Hayden Hafen, and going to start at a 6'2", freshman free safety in number 5, Brandon Fry. And then also starting at linebacker is going to be presumably Brandon's brother, a 5'9", 178-pound junior, number 8, James Fry. Then starting at free safety will be a 6'1", 160-pound senior, number 9, Will Reed, one of the few seniors on the roster. Then at defensive back will have a 6'3", 190-pound junior, number 16, Fur Martinez. Martinez starting only on defense, everyone announced up to this point, is actually going to be a two-way player. Also being two-way players at linebacker will be a 5'11", pound sophomore, number 22, Jace Piefer. And then also now, this upcoming player will be playing starting rather only on defense at defensive back, a 5'10", 146 pound junior, number 25, Dylan Angiano. And then rounding things out, we're going to have a 5'7", 195 pound senior linebacker in number 54, Luis Gutierrez. And then on the line, we've got a little bit of size, a 6'6", 225 pound senior, number 55, Ryan Gorton. A 6'1", 204-pound junior, number 64, Judah Breithaupt. A 6'1", 217-pound sophomore in number 66, Joel Hutchison. And then, as mentioned, the majority of those are going to be two-way players. Gutierrez, Gorton, Breithaupt, Hutchison, Piefer, Reed Fry, both Frys, James Fry, Brandon Fry, and Hayden Hafen. Starting on offense for Connell, they will start a 6'3", 200-pound senior quarterback at number 5, Hunter Van Hollebeek, a 6'1", 180-pound senior wide receiver at number 7, Hunter McGarry, a 5'8", 175-pound senior, at number 8, Josh Forsyth, a 6'1", 180-pound senior wide receiver at number 11, Max Anderson, a 5'10", 180-pound sophomore at wide receiver at number 22, Benjamin Naif. Quite a few of wide receivers they're tossing out there. They're going to start at tight end, a 6'3", 235-pound sophomore, number 44, Adam Mayua, a 6'2", 210-pound offensive lineman, and number 12, Tucker Thomason, and the rest of these are going to be linemen. A 5'8", 170-pound sophomore on the line, number 54, Andrew Forsyth, a 6'1", 210-pound senior, number 55, Kane Geddes, a 6'5", 230-pound sophomore. That guy is going to be a handful. In number 60, Devin Tomrin. And then finally rounding things out again on the line will be a 6'1", 200-pound senior. Number 66, Sison Scott. So a mixture of sizes on the line there for Connell. And again, if you missed out in terms of the pregame, both teams winless at this point. Both teams at 0-3. College Place having put 6 points up thus far this season, and Connell having scored a grand total of 20 points, one score in each game. And taking a look at the standings in the SCAC, Cashmere, Royal, and Zilla, all undefeated. And Zilla beat this Connell team just 6-0 to open the season. And all three of the – well, Zilla hasn't put up quite so many points. Cashmere and Royal are averaging well over 20 points a game. Then you have Natchez Valley at 1-1. Then Waluke at 1-2 and Wapato at 1-2. And then again, Connell, Kybe, and College Place bringing things up at the end at 0-3. In other action in the SCAC this evening, we've got another Thursday night game as well, as Waluke is going to be at Cashmere. And if Cashmere treats the Warriors at all like it treated us last week, and that Waluke's taking a long trip up to the Wenatchee Valley probably just to be treated rather rudely by the Bulldogs. These Thursday night games getting to be something of an issue, as we don't have quite as many officials as we might need. Connell is going to kick off, and they're going to have the wind at their back. So as we sit up here in the booth, they're going to be moving from left to right. Tomorrow, Quincy is going to be at Wapato in a non-league game, and Royal and Zilla are going to be up the Yakima Valley fighting for first place. Those teams both undefeated. And then we're going to have a game on Saturday as well, as Natchez Valley will travel to Benton City to take on the Kybe Bears. And teams getting ready now to come out. I've read that incorrectly. I beg your pardon. College Place is going to kick off, and they're going to have the wind at their backs. So College Place will be moving from left to right. I had my colors mixed up. So College Place coming out in their road whites with blue trousers, and Connell in purple with yellow lettering from top to bottom. Connell, let's see, they will have Josh Forsyth, and it looks like, nope, that's not Ben Naif. That is going to be Daniel Ramos Magana, deep to receive. And for the Hawks, it appears Abraham Saldana, a 5'7", 132-pound sophomore, is going to kick off for College Place to start off this Thursday night tilt up here in the Field of Dreams. College Place starting with a very, very, They are tightly bunched. They're tightly bunched around Saldana. So perhaps an onside kick is not out of the realm of possibilities. Saldana approaches the ball, and he's going to do a short kick. It's going to be gathered, all bottled by the short man at the 35-yard line, but then it ends up being recovered by Logan Hafe. Nope, not Logan Hafe, and I beg your pardon. It's going to be Breck Freeman, a 5'10 senior, recovers the ball for Connell at their own 35-yard line. So it'll be first down Eagles for the first possession of the game. And they will have Van Hollebeek at quarterback, and he'll be in shotgun with a running back next to him. I will get you that number in a bit. I suspect that's Josh Forsythe, but do we have a timeout? Nope. We had a penalty. We actually had encroachment called on College Place before anything happened. So we've yet to see a snap, and already we've given up 5 yards via penalty. It's going to be first and five now, Connell, from their 40-yard line. So they break their huddle, and again, Van Hollebeek will come out in shotgun, and I do believe that is Forsythe with him to his left. You have two receivers split wide to either side. Forsythe's going to be in motion, empty backfield. The throw is to Forsythe on the left flat, where the pass is complete. He's to the 45, to the 50 before he's pushed out of bounds. That is going to be enough for a Connell first down. That's right, 10-yard gain right up to midfield, right on the midfield stripe. They emptied the backfield, put Forsythe in motion to the left, and Van Hollebeek hit him in the left flat, and he quickly was able to gather those 10 yards. First and 10, Connell from midfield. Van Hollebeek with Forsythe next to him. Again, two wide receivers split wide to either side. Van Hollebeek takes the snap, fakes the handoff, instead throws up the middle to 22. That pass is complete. He's to the 40. Well into College Place territory. Inside the 40, it's going to be down to the 30. They marked that at the 32-yard line, so that's an 18-yard gain, and that'll be good for another Connell first down. So two passes, two quick completions, and Connell is marching. First and 10 from the College Place 32-yard line. Forsythe in the backfield with Van Hollebeek, and again, two wide receivers split wide to the other side. Forsythe switches to Van Hollebeek's left. Van Hollebeek takes a snap, standing back, looking right. Now throwing over the middle, and that pass is complete to 44. And he's going to the 10-5, and he rambles into the end zone. That is Adam Mayua for a 32-yard pass and catch touchdown. Van Hollebeek to Mayua. And quickly, Connell strikes and making it 6-0. Looks like Parker Price is on for the point after touchdown attempt. He's a 5'10", 140-pound junior. And I believe this is Van Hollebeek will be the holder as well. So there's the whistle. That's not Price. That's Oscarlos Quezada. I beg your pardon. And Quezada's kick is up, and it is good. With 11:14 to go in the first quarter, Connell strikes first. It's Eagles 7, Hawks nothing, getting their first possession. When we return here from the Field of Dreams, you're listening to Hawk Football right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Quezada to kick off with Pfeiffer and Dylan Angiano deep to receive, and the kick goes deep down to Angiano. He has to gather it in at the 8, and he's to the 10, to the 15, when he then is going to get knocked down, I believe, by Ian Smith, the 6'1", 165-pound junior for Connell. So it'll be, I beg your pardon, he did get past the 20. So Angiano gets to the 21-yard line, where it'll be first down, College Place. College Place listing Brandon Fry, that 6'2", 180-pound freshman, in at quarterback. So they break the huddle, and nope, yep, this is going to be Fry in shotgun. He'll have Hayden Hafen in the backfield with him, and we've got two wide receivers split wide to the other side. Now that we're set, Fry takes the shotgun snap, and he hands off to Hafen, who breaks the tackle. He gets to the 25 to the 30. He was wrapped up and then managed to slip the tackle, and he got up to the 31. That's awfully close to a first down. Are they going to get? Yes, they are. All right, so Hafen with a 10-yard carry gives College Place their first down of the evening. One play, one first down. So Fry will have Hayden and James Fry next to him. Two wide receivers split to the right. And the handoff is to Hayden Hafen. And Hafen manages maybe to squeak forward for a yard. Are they going to credit him to the 32? Yeah, they will. So gain of about one. No, they're actually going to say he made no gain. No, it's not a loss of one, PA guy. Let's not homer out quite that much. Second and 10 from the 31. Fry, Brandon Fry with Hafen and his brother James flanking him on either side, takes the snap and handed off to his brother James. White tried to sweep around left end and unfortunately got met by a defensive lineman in the backfield. He's going to get dropped at the 29 for a loss of two. So it'll be third and 12 from the, oh, nope. They're saying one now. So third and 11 from the 30. So Brandon Fry from shotgun. And he'll have, yep. No, he'll have Hafen back with him. He's going to break James Fry split out to the left. So two receivers split wide to the other side. Hayden Fry steps back to throw, and he wanted Will Reed in the right flat, but Reed did not break back far enough, and the pass falls incomplete. So it's going to be fourth and 11 from the 30. I would anticipate a kick, but you never know sometimes in the lower classifications. But yes, we are looking to be in front formation. Good Lord. Looks like Shep Harry, if I'm reading this right, is in punt from, or is it Parker Green? That might be Parker Green back there. I'll get the number for you shortly. The snap is back. The kick is up, and it got kicked into no man's land. That was actually Fur Martinez with the kick, and it takes a substantial College Place bounce. He got kicked to about the 45 and then rolled out at the 33 of Connell, where the Eagles will be in business for the second time tonight. 9:20 to go in the first quarter. If you just joined us, Connell drove down the field fairly relentlessly. Van Hollebeek went 3 for 3 and scored on a 32-yard strike to Adam Mayua with 11:14 to go in the first, making it 7-0 Connell. And now they have a first and 10 on their own 33. So Van Hollebeek, not quite sure who he has in the backfield with him. It was not Forsyth. It was number 21. Van Hollebeek is going to roll to the right, and he hits Mayua in the right flat. He's going to get picked up fairly early. I believe that was Luis Gutierrez for College Place, who hung with Mayua quite well, brought him down after still picked up 7, getting to the 40. But that play was designed for quite a bit more, making it 2nd and 3. So Van Hollebeek with a running back next to him. Two wide receivers split to the left, and he's going to throw in the flat too. That is 22 passes complete. He's past midfield until he gets knocked out of bounds. That was Benjamin Nafe getting hit in the left flat, and those little sweep passes working really well for Connell right now, getting into College Place territory inside the 50, sinking to the 47. So that was a 13-yard gain and good for another Connell first down. Ben Hollebeek having time to look back there, but in fairness, he's also not hanging on to the ball for a long period of time. So Van Hollebeek will be in shotgun. I believe he has Nafe in the backfield with him. Two right receivers split to the right. The handoff is, that's going to be to 21. I beg your pardon. That is Ramos Magana. And Magana gets inside the 40 down to the 36. They'll actually call that the 35. You're going to call that a 12-yard gain. Nope, not a 12-yard gain. I beg your pardon. But that will be good for another Connell first down. Connell driving fairly easily here in the first quarter. Ramos Magana in the backfield again with Van Hollebeek. Two wide receivers split wide to either side. Mayua lining up more or less as a tight end on the left side. Van Hollebeek fakes the handoff, steps back, wants to throw. Now he's under pressure. He's rolling to the right. Now he's going to tuck it and run. And he's going to end up being tackled on the far sideline by Hayden Hafen. But not before he got inside the 30. They're marking that down at the 29-yard line. So Van Hollebeek, unable to find anyone downfield, still scrambles ahead for 6 yards, making it second and four. 8:05 to go in the first. Connell 7. College Place nothing. Up here in the Field of Dreams in a pretty pleasant evening, although we got a wind coming in. I want to say that's from the north, but not too terribly clear on my directions. Van Hollebeek will have Ramos in the backfield with him. Quickly takes the snap, and he hands off to Ramos. And Ramos eludes one tackler. Now he's going to sweep around the end to the 25 to the 20. Gets inside the 20 before he ends up getting hauled out of bounds by Brandon Fry. But not before Ramos Magana gets inside the 20. There is a flag on the play, however. And it's classic holding, personal foul. Ooh, personal foul against Connell. So the Ramos Magana run is going to be largely for naught. The flag is marked at the 28. Ramos Magana, I want to say, got inside the 20, but that is going to be coming back at least 10 yards from the 28. It's going to be 15 from the 28. It is. It's going to be 15. This is going to push the ball all the way back. Yeah, ref, you went too far. It's going to push the ball all the way back to the 43. And that is going to make it second, and I want to say about 15 from the 43. No, it's going to be more like 18. Second and 18, and Ramos Mendoza goes in motion. Van Hollebeek takes the snap. He looked right now. He's going to safety it to Ramos Mendoza, who's down the right sideline. He's inside the 20. Down to the 15, he's going to get pushed out of bounds just short of the goal line. And that was a check down on Van Hollebeek's part. He wanted someone downfield and did not have it. And Ramos Mendoza was open in the right flat, and he's able to scamper down the right sideline all the way down, I want to say, to the 2-yard line. So a check down pass completion. Down, it's good for 41 yards and good for another Connell first down. First and goal from the College Place 2. 7:44 to go in the first. College Place already trailing 7-0. As Van Hollebeek with Ramos Mendoza next to him in the backfield. Takes the snap, rolls right, looking. Now he's going to keep it and he's going to tuck. And it looks like he managed to squeeze in. So Van Hollebeek with a 2-yard quarterback keeper is good for a Connell touchdown. With 7:38 to go in the first. The PA guy here in Connell is, PA guys, they're supposed to be homers. And the gentleman here is very much that. He's doing the job he's supposed to do. But his touchdown call's a little, I don't know, might say it's a little bit over the top. Coming on for the point after touchdown will be Oscar Los Quezada. He hit it earlier with Van Hollebeek holding. There's the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up, and Quezada's got a leg, and he puts it away very easily. So with 7:38 to go in the first quarter, your score, Connell 14, College Place nothing. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. During May and June, we sold more new Toyotas than any two-month span in our history. Our formula is simple. Our team is dedicated to an unmatched customer experience, and our prices simply cannot be touched. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Quezada to kick off once again. And yeah, he definitely has got a leg. Kicking into the wind, gathered in by our man at the 16 to the 20, 25, 30. And then he ended up having his feet go out from underneath him. That return was Jace Pfeiffer. Okay. And so the ball will be placed at the 35, where College Place will try again. From Seattle, top of the third. Mariners 2, Rockies nothing. Eugenio Suarez, two-run home run in the bottom of the second. Mariners on a tear. So Brandon Fry will be in shotgun, and he'll hand up to Hayden Hafen. Got a big hole on the right. He's to the 35-40, past the 45 before he's going to get hauled down at the 47. So Hayden Hafen. Big hole on the right, 12-yard run, and the Hawks get their second first down of the evening, getting close to Connell territory. Nice bit of blocking there, and Hafen read that hole and just burst right through it. So Fry, I believe, with Hafen still next to him, and will split three receivers wide to the far side of the field on the left. Fry. Oh, we had movement. Yep. The right tackle moved before the snap, so we're going to lose 5 yards, and we're going to try that again. False start, and we'll try that again. Bottom of the second, Polanco was on base when Suarez went yard at 415 feet. Mariners been hitting the ball real hard, as Keith Olbermann used to say. Two runners in the backfield now, Hafen and Fry, then Fry at quarterback. He'll take the snap. And a late handoff to Hafen, and a counter that also had a really nice hole. And Hafen scampers up the 45 past midfield to the 49-yard line. That is a gain of 9. On first and 15, will get us a second and 6 from Connell territory. Our first time in here. 6:22 to go in the first. Connell 14, College Place nothing. Only mustered 9 yards in our first possession, but having better luck with a running game here on our second possession. As Brandon Fry will have Hafen in the backfield with him. Three wide receivers split to the short side of the field, the near side. Brandon takes the snap, hands off to Hafen, and this time there was no joy. The Connell line collapsed on the play and actually drove Hafen back a yard, back to the 50, so a loss of 1 will make it 3rd and 7. Got to get to the 43-yard line. Third down. He knows how to keep the fans interested. Both teams looking for their first win, and Hawks giving up 2 touchdowns early, making our lives a little bit more difficult as we have the Fry brother. Nope. We're going to send one Fry brother out to the right, and then quarterback Fry calls for the snap, and he drew Connell off line, off sides. Adam Mayua jumped, but he wasn't the only one. The entire left side of the line took off, and they're going to get those 5 yards back. So now we're going to go to the 45-yard line where a third and seven now becomes a much more manageable third and two. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayua, doing us a favor. See if we can't get another first down and keep this march going. 5:02 to go in the first. Fry with Hafen next to him on the right, and we'll have two wide receivers split wide to either side. Fry claps for the snap. He'll hand off to Hafen. A little bit of a hole on the left end. He burst ahead. He may have gotten the first down, and he did. They're going to give him credit up to the 43-yard line, so that's a two-yard gain, and that'll be good for another Hawk first down. So the Hawks now driving as we get to 4:41 here in the first quarter, and the wind picking up. The wind very much at our backs right now, and it's getting to be a little bit more brisk. Blowing in from the direction of, what is that? You head out that way, do you get to Royal? I believe that's correct. So Fry with Hafen next to him. Two wide receivers split wide to the other side. We'll send Fry in motion for a jet sweep. And unfortunately, it would have worked well, but he ended up running into his blocker. So got a little bit of confusion with movement on that. What could have been a substantial gain ends up being a two-yard gain. Fry gets to the 41-yard line. And yeah, I guess they're saying he was from the 42, so it's second and a short nine. So Brendan Fry will have Hayden Hafen and James Fry next to him in the backfield. And the handoff, I think, was to James, and he ends up getting wrapped up right now. Was that number 50? Yeah, Tucker Thomason, 6 foot senior, puts the wrap on James Fry with before he can get out of first gear. So no gain on the play, making it third and nine. Hawks having a halfway decent drive going here, but we got third and nine that we've got to overcome if we want to keep it going. 3:06 and ticking in the first quarter. James Fry and Hafen surrounding Brandon Fry from shotgun. Brandon calls for the snap. And fakes the handoff, delayed handoff to Hafen, who found a hole in his blues. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Hayden Hafen with a 41-yard touchdown run, and the Hawks looking to have the deficit now. Hayden Hafen with a little delayed counter handoff, and the line did its job, cleared his way, and Hafen hit that full tilt boogie and left untouched. 41 yards. Down to the house. And we've got, nope, got to get my numbers right. Is this Saldana or Zuniga on for the point after touchdown? It'll be Logan Hafen on to hold. There's the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up, and it's low, but it's good. Yes, and that was, yeah, Abraham Saldana. The point after touchdown is good. So with 2:48 to go in the first quarter, your score, Connell 14, College Place 7. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Abraham Saldana to kick off as the Hawks finally answer, and they trail Connell now 14-7, and they still got that tight formation, making it look like it could be an onside kick, but instead Saldana kicks it in no man's land. It's going to take a bounce and be gathered in by number 21 at the 15-yard line, and he gets through the first flight of defenders and then gets up to the 35 before he ends up getting upended by Parker Green for College Place, but not before the ball returner gets it up past the 35. I want to say he got to the 37, and it'll be first and 10 Eagles. Hawks need to find a way to stop this Eagle offense. They've had two possessions, and Connell has two touchdowns. Van Hollebeek will be in shotgun, I believe, now with Josh Forsyth, who he sends out in motion, empties the backfield. Van Hollebeek takes it in, and a quarterback keeper through the right, and there's a wide open hole. He ends up getting past midfield before he ends up getting tackled from behind by James Fry, but not before Van Hollebeek rumbles all the way up to the 45-yard line. That's an 18-yard gain, and first down Connell. That was a design keeper, and the right side of Connell's line just blew open a big hole for Van Hollebeek, and he was able to easily rumble for those 18 yards. So Van Hollebeek, again, with eight behind him, he ends up a delayed handoff, and he wanted to hit Benjamin Nafe coming across the middle, and the ball's in and out of Nafe's hands. I think that is just their second incompletion. Van Hollebeek hasn't thrown a great deal, but he was very efficient, particularly in that first drive. Second and 10 from the 45. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. If you just tuned in, Connell 14, College Play 7. Van Hollebeek with Forsyth next to him. Sends Forsyth to the left. So empties the backfield. Van Hollebeek gets a quick hit to the right to Maiua, is a little bit behind him. And Maiua holding his hands as the pass falls incomplete, like I should have had that. But Van Hollebeek was behind Maiua. Maiua was crossing towards the middle, and the ball was behind him. So his legs were traveling east, and his hands had to go back west. Wasn't able to gather it in. Third and 10, asking for a stop. Let's see if the Hawks can get it. Forsyth next to Van Hollebeek in shotgun. Van Hollebeek bobbles the snap. Then he goes long, and he manages it. Forsyth down the left sideline, down to the 35-yard line. That is going to be close to a first down. And are they going to give it to him? Yeah, they're going to say he actually got out at the 33. So they needed 10, and they got 12 on Forsyth's route down the left sideline. And first down, College Place. So Forsyth again in the backfield with Van Hollebeek. Two receivers split wide to the right, wide side of the field. Van Hollebeek is going to roll right. He's looking, faking throwing, looking, still now finally throws. And he gets it up the line to I cannot see who. And then we've got flags coming in. The pass is complete to Max Anderson, who bounces right up. We had two flags come in. I think they're going to complain about the tackle. They may complain about a horse collar tackle. We'll see what the white hat. Yeah, personal foul. Ooh, personal foul. Face mask. So the ball gets placed up at the 21-yard line, and I think the ball may now be going half the distance to the goal. So, yes, indeed. So the ball's going to be come down to the 21. Let's see. 13, 29. That's 42 yards so far. Excuse me while I think aloud. And the ball is going to end up being placed, as I mentioned, half the distance to the goal. So now it's down to the 11, where it's first and 10, and the Eagles knocking on the door again. Van Hollebeek with Forsyth next to him. Van Hollebeek, delayed handoff to Forsyth, stutter steps, goes to the left, and gets down close. Did he get in? No, they're going to say he's down just short of the goal line. They're going to say Forsyth got 10 yards, got down to the one. To add insult to injury, I think that's going to be sufficient for a first down. It may depend on where they decide to mark it. No, they are going to say it's a first down. So it'll be first and goal from the one. And the clock continues to run here with 1:15 to go here in the first. And Hollebeek with Forsyth next to him. And Hollebeek's going to roll right, and now he throws right, and he leads his receiver a bit too far, I think. Is the pass complete? I believe the pass is complete, but it's on the wrong side of the goal line, so it's going to be second and two. So pass complete for no gain, and it's going to be second and goal, not second and two, I beg your pardon. So again, Van Hollebeek and Forsyth in the backfield. Van Hollebeek calls for the snap, delayed handoff to Forsyth, who's going to just go off left tackle and coast in for the touchdown. Three possessions for Connell here in the first quarter. Three touchdowns. And Quezada will be in for the point after touchdown attempt with Van Hollebeek holding. So the Hawks got an answer on their last possession. The problem is they have not been able to stop the Connell offense. Three possessions for the Eagles, three touchdowns. As Quezada with Ben Hollebeek holding. There's the snap. The ball is down. It was a bad snap, but the kick is up, and Quezada still is good. So with 56 seconds to go in the first quarter, your score, Connell 21, College Place 7. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Hawk Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Three out of four people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Quezada to kick off again for Connell as the wind knocks the ball off the tee. And the Hawks will have Jace Piefer and Dylan Angiano deep to receive. And Quezada swirls it around. It's going to end up going out of bounds. So the Hawks are going to get some more favorable field position here as Quezada knocks it out of bounds. Top of the fourth, the two outs in Seattle. Mariners still up 2-0 on the strength of an Eugenio Suarez two-run home run. He had Polanco aboard in the bottom of the second. So the Hawk offense, after that was a 55-yard drive, last time they had the ball with a Hafen 41-yard rumble for a touchdown. See if we can duplicate that here. Coming with 56 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Okay, you might just be hearing the breeze. You got a fair breeze up here in the Field of Dreams in Connell. As we'll have Brandon Fry with Hayden Hafen next to him in shotgun. And Fry might have hauled someone offline. Offside, rather, Connell's claiming that College Place jumped. We'll see what the white hat has to say. Dead ball, unfortunately, it's going to be a false start call against College Place. So, ball's going to be pushed back to the 30-yard line. We started at 35, where it'll be first and 15. So, Fry again will have Hafen behind him. next to him. Two receivers split wide to either side. And he'll put James Fry in motion, but Brandon's going to step back, and he wants to go for it all. And he's going deep downfield, and the pass is broken up. He was intended for Jace Pfeiffer. Sorry, and it was broken up, I believe, by Ian Smith? Was that Ian Smith or Benjamin Nafe? Broken up by, Ian Smith for Connell. So second and 15. And I'll tell you what, Brandon Fry, he had a little bit of muscle behind that ball. The difficulty is that it was actually more in the general vicinity of Ian Smith than our intended receiver. So Fry will have Hafen behind him, and he'll send two receivers out to either side. Not behind him, to the right, as Brandon's going to step back, wants to throw. Now he's going to keep it and run, but we got a flag on the play, and he's going to get up to the 40, past the 40, and he actually got horse collared down. The problem is where the flag was thrown. That is classic holding territory, and it is, in fact, holding against college plays. So Brandon Fry's run is going to be for naught. He got about 12 yards on that, but that's going to come back. And are we going to go 10 yards from 30? We are. This is going to be second and 25. Second and 20 from the 25-yard line. Nope. I was right the first time. It's second and 25 from the 20. Yeah. So we are penalizing ourselves into oblivion here with 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. Brandon Fry has got his brother James next to him, along with Hafen, and going to put a wide receiver in motion. Brandon takes the snap, fakes the handoff, now delayed to Hafen, who ended up running into his would-be blocker, and that ended up slowing him down a bit. He's still got 5 yards out of it, getting up to the 25. But I'll make it third and quite a ways. It's going to be third and 20. As we're going to have a timeout on the field, I believe timeout by Connell. So with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter, we'll take a 60-second timeout with College Place trailing Connell up here in the Field of Dreams, 21-7. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, coming back from the timeout, using varying snap counts, Brandon Fry was trying to draw Connell off sides, but unfortunately the left side of our line moved, so we got yet another illegal or false start, rather. So we've been pushed back to the 20-yard line. And Brandon with James next to him, and Hayden Hafen calls for the snap, fakes the handoff, steps back, wants to throw under pressure, throws over the middle, ball's tipped, and I think it may have been intercepted. To top it off, we have a flag in the backfield. Personal foul. Oh, roughing the passer. Okay, so, and I guess there was no interception. So the Hawks catch a break. They're going to get a 15-yard penalty marked off in their favor. So they had been facing, I believe, a third and 25, and now it's going to come back to more conventional, make that third and 20. No, yeah, third and 25. Oh, even better. That brings it up to the 34-yard line, and guess what? That also is an automatic first down. Haven't seen a whole lot of roughing the passer and calling high school football. So Brandon Fry with Hafen next to him and two wide receivers split wide to the other side. Brandon calls for the ball, hands off to Hafen, and his student body left, and the Connell defense was not having any. So no gain on the play. And that should be the last play of the first quarter, and it is. So after one quarter of play up here from the Field of Dreams in Connell, your score, Eagles 21, Hawks 7. Hawks have the ball, and we come back to start the second quarter. You're listening to Hawk Football right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Field of Dreams, starting the second quarter. Hawks have the ball second and 10 on their own 34-yard line, trailing 21-7 in Seattle. Mariners up 2-0 over the Rockies. They have men on first and third. Oh, nope, that just changed. So I'm not sure who was up, but we had Josh Naylor on third base, and he just scored. So it is 3-0 Mariners now. Second and 10 from the 34 to start the second quarter. And Brandon Fry will have his brother James and Hayden Hafen in the backfield with him. Two wide receivers split wide to the right side of the field. Brandon bobbles a snap, somehow manages to gather it in, ends up being a broken play, and he ends up going down back at the 24-yard line, or 26-yard line, I beg your pardon. So that'll be a loss of 8, and that'll make it 3rd and 18. What happened is Mitch Garver hit an infield single, scoring Naylor, and so the Mariners have men at first and second with two out, up 3-0. So Brandon Fry with the two running backs next to him fakes the handoff and delayed handoff to Hafen, and he ends up getting met by three Eagles behind the 25-yard line. He's going to end up being pushed back to the 23. So a loss of 3 on that handoff, and it'll be fourth and long. And the Hawks are going to come out in punt formation. That should bring Abraham Saldana out there to kick. And Connell we'll have, that is Daniel Ramos Magana, deep to receive for the Eagles. Saldana's kick is high but not very forward, and it's actually going to take a Connell bounce. Bounce to 36, and it's going to be down to the 33. So a net just about of a 15-yard punt gives Connell excellent field position here with 10:48 to go here in the second, and the Eagles already up 21-7. Yeah, first down Connell from the College Place 33-yard line. In the Eagles, they've had three possessions, three touchdowns. Van Hollebeek will have Ramos Magana in the backfield with him. They rotate him and Forsythe. And Van Hollebeek fakes the handoff, fakes left. Now he's going long, and oh, the pass was almost tipped, and then it was nearly complete to Benjamin Naif, who reached down to get it, tipped it, got it on his knees, and then it fell incomplete, and we caught a break. Because if Naif is able to drag that in, that was going to be yet another six. But instead, it's just a long, loud incompletion. Second and 10 from the 33. Manhalabik with Ramos Magana on the right. Two wide receivers split wide to the left. And quick hit across is to Nafe. Nope, Nafe can't hang on to it. That incompletion is on Nafe because Manhalabik hit him. He hit number two right in the numbers. And it just bounced off like Teflon, making it third and 10. Hawks could really, really use a stop here. They had him at third and 12 earlier, and they were able to convert. Let's see if we can stop him here. Van Hollebeek in shotgun. He'll send Ramos Magana out to empty the backfield. Van Hollebeek's going to keep it himself, and he may not get the first down. He might have been jersey tackled. He got down to the 22-yard line. Oh, he got down to the 22. That was an 11-yard gain, and he needed 10. So Van Hollebeek with the design quarterback keeper. Gets 11 yards when he needed 10, and it'll be first down Connell.
And that's another.
Ten 20 to go in the first half. Connell up 21-7. Manhalabik with Ramos Magana next to him. Calls for the ball. He'll roll right, looking, still looking, now turning. Now he's looking to the left. Now he's rolling back to the left. Now he's coming back to the right, and he has a little bit of field. Finally, he's going to dump it off short to Mayua, who manages to shed the first tackler, and then finally is going to get hauled out of bounds inside the 1 yard line, or sorry, inside the 5 yard line by Hayden Hafen. So Manhalabik had no pressure on him. He was able to hang back there for 12 seconds, probably, before he got a pressure dump off to Adam Mayua, gets down to the 5. That is good for a 17-yard gain and yet another Connell first down, first and goal. Ramos Magana in the backfield with Manhalabik. Manhalabik claps for it. He'll give to Ramos Magana. He goes off left tackle and is uncontested getting into the end zone, but then there's a flag on the play. So Magana does get into the end zone, but the call is a block in the back on Connell. So Ramos Magana's touchdown is nullified. And instead of a first and goal on the 5, I think you're going to have first and goal on the 15. Yep, and we're going to haul that back to the 15. So Manhalabik again with Ramos Magana behind him and to his right. We'll have two receivers to the right. Manhalabik now put Mayua on the left side of the line to the right tight end position. And we'll hand off to Ramos Magana. Off right tackle. Gets inside the 10, inside the 5. They're going to say Ramos Magana got down to the 3-yard line. So a gain of 12 on first and goal. We'll make it second and goal. 9:45 and ticking here in the first half. 21-7 Connell. So Manhalabik will have two receivers to the short side here, one to the wide left. He'll step back quickly, throw over the middle, and he has his man left wide open. That was Max Anderson. And there was no one around him. Manhalabik hit him easy for a 3-yard touchdown. And four possessions, four touchdowns for Connell with Quesada coming on again for the point after attempt. Manhalabik with a hold. At least I'm assuming that's Quesada. Cannot see his number, but they'd be foolish not to run him out there. Yeah, it is Quesada. Quesada with a very short approach. As there's a whistle, ball is down. Quesada puts it up. And Quesada is 4 for 4. So with 9:23 to go in the first half, your score, Connell 28, College Play 7. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Play Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Jay Spiefer and Dylan Angiano deep to receive the Quesada kick as Quesada rockets it into the end zone for a touchback. 9:23 to go in the first half. College Boys now trails 28-7 up here at the Field of Dreams in Connell. In Seattle, the Mariners are starting to break it open. It is 5-0 Seattle. As Rosarena singled to center, scoring Canzone and Garver. As, yeah, had the bases juiced for that. That just now happened up in Seattle. So the Mariners taking it to the hapless Rockies. As Brandon Fry will have Hafen next to him in the backfield. We'll have two wide receivers split to either side. And Brandon's going to keep it. Oh, and he just about got loose, but then got hauled down from behind by Adam Mayua. And Fry, I think, yeah, they're going to say a loss of one, getting back to the 19, making it second and 11. Darren nearly got free, but then Mayua managed to get a mitt on him and haul him back. Mariners up 5-0 now at the end of the fifth. So Brandon Fry, again with Hafen next to him. Brandon fakes the handoff. Again, he did not fake the handoff. He did hand it off to Hafen. I did not read that correctly. And Hafen managed to squeak ahead for a couple yards, getting up to the 21, making it 3rd and 9. Clock continues to run, 8:22 to go in the half. Hawks have had three possessions, managed to score on one of them. Connell, four possessions, and they've scored on every one of them. We have not been able to stop them. So Hafen will, again, line up next to Brandon Fry. We'll have three receivers split to the right, and then we have a whistle. We're going to... Nope, we have timeout, College Place. So with 7:54 to go in the half, we'll take a timeout with Connell leading College Place 28-7 up here in the Field of Dreams. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
After the timeout, Brandon Fry stepped back to pass and found no one open, and then the pressure collapsed on him, and he ends up getting sacked back at the 16-yard line, I believe. And we're going to have another timeout on the field with Connell leading College Place 28-7. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Football right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. In the short time since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
7:39 to go in the first quarter, first half rather, and Hawks trailing 28-7. Two consecutive timeouts now facing a 4th and 14. And we are set up to go for it here. We'll see if Fried steps back. No, Fry's going for it, and he's going to go down the field, and he led his man too far. That pass intended for, that pass intended for James Fry, and the Hawks will end up turning the ball over on downs. And deep in their own territory, so Connell, they've got 15 yards to go. Is that ball placed on the 15? So Van Hollebeek now with Forsyth next to him. Fakes the handoff. Fakes the pass. Now he's going to roll to the right. Now he's going to hit the outlet man to the right. That is number 22. And he ends up dragging his man. Nope, they're going to say he got brought down. I was going to say he dragged his man into the end zone. Pass complete to... Pass complete to, that was Benjamin Naif. But they're going to say he ended up getting hauled out of bounds at the 4. Yep. But that will still be a gain of 11, making it first and goal. 7:25 to go in the half. And Canal now looking to go up 30-something to 7. Forsyth will be in the backfield with Van Hollebeek. He puts Naif in motion. And Van Hollebeek is going to roll to the left. Now he throws across his body, and he has his man in the far end of the end zone. That was Naif again. And that is good for yet another Connell touchdown. A 4-yard strike from Van Hollebeek to Naif. And that puts Connell up 34-7 before the point after touchdown. Quesada coming out for that. And Quesada's not coming out. Are they actually planning on going for 2? Nope, there we go. They got Quesada coming out? Yes, they do. Quesada went back to the sideline. I think he forgot his... No, there is no T. I don't know why he went down, but now he's back. So there's the whistle. Snap, ball is down, kick is up. My view is screened. But Quesada's kick is good. So with 7:19 to go in the first half, your score now, Connell 35, College Play 7. Not looking good up here in the Field of Dreams. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
7:19 to go in the first half. Connell up 35-7, and the Quesada kick after that latest touchdown again is put into the end zone for a touchback. So it'll be first down Hawks on their own 20-yard line. Tail of the tape to some extent. In the first half, Connell racked up 194 yards, College Play 69. And in the second quarter, it's possibly been even more lopsided, at least in terms of ratios, as Brandon Fry in shotgun from the 20 is going to send James Fry in motion. And James ends up taking the jet sweep, and the blocker got in the way, and we end up losing 5 yards on the play. So a jet sweep means a loss of 5 in that particular instance, makes it 2nd and 15. And coming under 7 minutes to go in the first half. Still 5-0 Mariners in Seattle over the Rockies. They're in the middle of the 5th inning now. We got James Fry and Hayden Hafen in the backfield now with Brandon Fry. Brandon takes the snap, steps back, wants to throw, throws a medium-sized bullet. He wanted Jace Peefer, but the pass was low and falls incomplete. That'll make it 3rd and 15. I'll tell you what, Brandon Fry's got an arm. There was some zip on that ball. But perhaps the freshman isn't quite as accurate as we might hope for just yet. So again, with James Fry and Hayden Hafen bracketing him, Brandon from shotgun will call for the snap, and I think he handed off to Hafen, who manages to get back up to the 20. So on 3rd and 15, sorry, that was James Fry with the carry. Yep, gain of 5 up to the 20, and we're going to have a timeout on the field with 6:29 to go. Connell wants to talk things over, so we'll be back in 30 seconds with Connell leading College Place 35-7 up here in Connell. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connors Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connors Flooring and Design.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
4th and 10 from their own 20, and the Hawks going to go for it again. Fry will have Hafen and James Fry next to him in the backfield. He'll send Peefer in motion, and it's going to be reverse handoff to Peefer, who got red. And that play got read like a book as Connell tackles him for a 6-yard loss. Back at the 14-yard line, and the Hawks turn the ball over on downs again. They have minus 6 yards on their last two possessions. And, in fact, the Hawks have negative yardage here in the second quarter. If I'm reading right, it's minus 23 yards for us. Now having gained 43 with short fields, and they have yet another short field with 6:26 to go in the first half, as Van Hollebeek will have Ramos Mendoza in the backfield with him now. And the handoff, nope, I'm sorry, it was a fake handoff, and we end up getting a pass to, that's Evan Geese? Did I read that right? That indeed is correct. That pass is complete to Evan Geese. Nope, sorry, not Evan Geese. I'm reading the wrong roster. I beg your pardon. That's Hunter McGarry. I'm terribly sorry. So one pass from Van Hollebeek is good for a 14-yard touchdown to Hunter McGarry. And Connell now up 34 with Quesada in again for the point after touchdown. Quesada's kick is up, And that is good. Quesada has been perfect. With 6:20 to go in the first half, Connell now running away from it. It is Eagles 42, Hawks 7. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LaGrande, Baker, Ontario, Boise, the Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Quesada's kickoff again is to the end zone. And so it'll be first down Hawks from their own 20-yard line. Deep to receive that kick was a 5'3 freshman at number 31, Jasper Watson. But neither Watson nor Jace Peeper were able to remotely field that one, as it was well out of bounds. I believe that is still Brandon Fry in shotgun. Yes, it is. And I believe he handed it off to Hafen. Yes, he did. Handed it off to Hafen, manages to get 1 yard, getting up to the 21-yard line. Second and 9. Coming under 6 minutes to go in the first half. Hawks may be deciding to go for it on these fourth downs because the wind is blowing rather aggressively. And Fry's handoff again is to Hafen. And he ends up getting dropped in the backfield, end up being a loss of 3 back to the 18. Nope, make it the 19, so it'll be a loss of 2, and making it 2nd and 11. So Fry will have Hafen and James Fry next to him. Two wide receivers split to the short side of the field. Brandon takes the snap, and the late handoff to Hafen, and yeah, the opening was there for just a second, but then quickly closed on him, and Hafen only able to get back to the 20. So we're back where we started, only now it's 4th and 10 instead of 1st and 10. And we have been going for it the last two possessions, and both times simply grants Connell a short field. And Brandon Fry coming out to the huddle. And head coach Devin Bouvier maybe simply going, you know what, we're going to keep running this until we get it right. Because we're in standard offensive set with Hafen and James Fry in the backfield with Brandon. Brandon takes the snap, steps back, wants to throw, fakes the throw. Now he's going to roll right. Now fakes the throw again, and then he's going to end up getting pushed out of bounds right about the 21-yard line, and there was a flag on the play in the backfield. That is, given the placement of the flag, that typically is holding, and if it is holding, yep, college place, and that's going to be declined. So, again, the Hawks turn the ball over on downs, and once again, Connell's going to have a short field with 4:09 to go in the second half. First half, my gosh, I cannot, holy cow. Apologize earlier for getting a College Place player as scoring a Connell touchdown, and now I can't even remember what quarter we're in. Connell still has their varsity out there, though. An interesting choice up 42-7. as Van Hollebeek will have Forsyth in the backfield with him now. They keep rotating their running backs, rotate every possession. Van Hollebeek now steps up, changing the cadence, and he'll put Mayua to the other side of the line. He'll take the snap, hop up, get it, go to Forsyth, who comes off the right, and he gets inside the 20, inside the 15, inside the 10, getting down to the 8-yard line. So Forsyth with the 12-yard scamper will give Connell again first and goal. It's time from the 8-yard line. Under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. So Forsyth back to the bench, and it'll be Ramos Mendoza out there now with Van Hollebeek. And one wide receiver split to the left. Van Hollebeek claps for the snap, and he's going to keep it. This is a design play where he scoots up the middle and then around to the left, and he scampers those 8 yards, and that is good for another Connell touchdown. Quesada will be on for the extra point, and the wheels coming off. 48-7, Connell, 3:29 to go in the first half. Every possession they've had thus far in the second quarter has been very much a short field. Don't know if Devin Bouvier does not trust Saldana to punt appropriately. They feel it's better off simply to go for it. And again, the wind very much in our faces. So there's the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up, and Quesada just blasts it through the uprights. And it is good again with 3:29 to go in the first half. Your score, Connell 49, College Play 7. We'll be back with more here in the first half. You're listening to College Plays Football right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
With the wind at his back, Connell's Oscarlos Quesada is almost able to score a field goal as that ball ended up coming just under the uprights. So it'll be placed on the 20 for a touchback, and then we have a player down. We've got a hawk down on the field. Well, now he's bounced up. And that was Michael Ord, a sophomore lineman. And Ord ended up getting up and, or was that Ord? Was that Ord? Or was that Cody? Was that Cody Peefer? That might have been Cody Peefer. In fact, I think it was Peefer. Peefer was able to get up and get to the sidelines under his own power. So happily, that doesn't look like a serious injury. So we're going to get back to it here. See if the Hawks can get their offense moving. They had a good drive in the first quarter. So I believe this is Brandon Fry still in shotgun. Yep, he's going to step back, wants to throw. And now he gets away from traffic, and he's going to get up to the 20. Perhaps down to the 24-yard line. They're going to mount him to the 24. Yes, indeed. Scrambling out of trouble. Brandon Fry gets 4 yards out of that, making it 2nd and 6. Tell you what, Brandon Fry is a fairly impressive specimen for a freshman. 6'2", 180 pounds, and he moves fairly well. Second and six from the 24. Fry will have Hafen in the backfield with him and three wide receivers split to the left on the wide side of the field. Now he's going to put James Fry in motion to the other side. Now Fry's going to sweep around and a late handoff to Hafen. Or was that to James Fry? I want to say the handoff was to James Fry, and he got 3 yards up to the 27, making it third and three. So after numerous troublesome starts, Knox facing a third and three, and that is definitely makeable. Although we are coming up on 2 minutes to go here in the first half. So Brandon Fry will have Hafen with him. Calls for the snap, steps back, wants to throw, and he's going to go over the middle, and I believe he got his man. Yes, indeed. Yep. They're saying that pass is complete to Jace Piefer. And, well, now are they changing their mind? Are they saying it was incomplete? Nope. Sorry, they're saying that pass was incomplete. The near judge was marking the yardage, but the far judge, who was closer to the play, was signaling it was incomplete, and the near judge did not see that. So, unfortunately, it's going to be fourth and three. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Fry with Hafen with him in the backfield. Brandon calls for the snap. Steps back, throws. Now he's going for it. It's kind of a wobbly pass. Our receiver has to go back and get it, and he did get it. He got it at midfield. That was Logan Hafen. The 6'1 senior hauls it in for 23 yards, and that is good for a College Place first down at the midfield stripe. Hafen also stepped out of bounds. Brandon Fry threw up a wounded duck, and Logan Hafen had to come back for it and ended up beating out the secondary for it. Still, that's good for a 23-yard gain into the teeth of the wind. Hawks with the first down at midfield. Hafen in the backfield with Brandon Fry. Brandon is going to step back. There's going to be pressure. Throws over the middle. He wanted Jake Piefer. And the pass falls incomplete. 1:27 to go in the half. Hawks finally showing some spark, though, on this drive. Forty-9-7 Connell. Better news out of Seattle. Mariners now in the top of the sixth, up 6-0 on the Rockies. I think Emerson Hancock is lined up for the win on this, unless they brought in somebody else, as Fry steps back, throws right, and our man climbs the ladder and drags it down. Just short of the first down, that was Logan Hafen once again, getting down to the 41-yard line, where it'll be third and one. Logan Hafen climbed the ladder to get that baby. I'll tell you what, no one else could possibly have hauled that in. Secondary just was not in a position to get it, making it third and one. Let's see, from Seattle, nope. Hancock only did four innings, so Vargas looking to get the win right now. Brandon Fry hands off to Hafen. Yes. Counter. Goes right. Turns left. Gets past the 40. Down to the 37. That is good for a first down. Flag comes in from the backfield. Downfield, rather. So I don't know what this penalty is. That's not personal foul. Oh, face mask penalty against Connell. So the Hawks, who get the ball down to the 37, are now going to get quite a bit more. So the Hawks suddenly, they've got a nice 43-yard march going on here, and now it's going to come down even farther. They're going to bring that ball down to the 22-yard line. Yep, 15-yard penalty. First down Hawks on the Connell 22-yard line. 47 seconds to go here in the first half. Let's see if we can punch it in. Hayden Hafen in the backfield with Brandon Fry. Brandon is going to throw right, and he wants Hayden. Oh, and I think that was good. Yes, indeed, it was good. It was to Logan Hafen. Yes, sir. 22-yard strike from Brandon Fry to Logan Hafen is good for a College Place touchdown.
So struggle bus in the second quarter, and then suddenly, with just under 2 minutes to go, the offense comes alive. They march 80 yards and punch it in. Saldana in for the point after touchdown attempt. Waiting for the white hat to get into position. There's the whistle. And there's a snap. The ball is down. The kick is up. And it is Saldana's kick is good with 40 seconds to go in the first half. Your score, Connell 49, College Place 14. We'll be back with the rest of the second quarter. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Abraham Saldana to kick off in the face of a fairly intense wind. They've got Aiden Garza deep to receive. I'd be surprised if Saldana could reach him, as Saldana has typically been kicking to short field at any rate. Hawks marched 80 yards to score that second touchdown as Saldana's kickoff, man, went well. It's going to be picked up by Garza after a roll at the 10. Garza, sweeping from left to right, is still trying to turn upfield, and then finally is going to be hauled down. I mean, he ran a good 65 yards, but only gained, he picked it up at the 10, and they're going to say he got downed at the 27. So 30 seconds to go in the first half, and Connell in command, 49-14. Hawks have yet to stop Connell, although Connell in the second quarter has had short fields until now. Finally, they are in their end of the field as Ramos Mendoza's in the backfield with Van Hollebeek. Van Hollebeek claps for the ball. He's going to step back, waiting for things to open up. He wants to go long over the middle, and he actually had his man open. That was Max Anderson, but Van Hollebeek overthrew him. Second and 10. Yeah, Anderson had separated from his defender, but Van Hollebeek led him too far. The wind really at Van Hollebeek's back right now, and so anything you loft up in the air, the wind is going to carry it a bit farther than what you're accustomed to. 25 seconds to go in the first half. Up 35 points, and Connell still has her varsity out there, and they're actually going to go with a spread offense. Empty backfield. Van Hollebeek, three receivers to one side. It's going to go long over the middle. And he has his man. Oh, hit him in the numbers, too. That was Jace Piefer. That's the third pass he's dropped tonight. Van Hollebeek hit him in the numbers. And if he'd gotten a hold of that, that could have been six. Oh, we have a flag back at the 27. That's classic holding territory. So not only was the pass incomplete, but now, yep, that was holding. So that's going to come back to the 17. And that'll give the Eagles a very long field to cover with 19 seconds to go in the second quarter. Now, Ramos Mendoza will set up in the backfield. They're no longer in the spread. And Van Hollebeek's going to roll left. And now he's going to end up throwing short. Did he get his man? Yeah, pass is complete.
That is to Hunter McGarry again, and McGarry gets up to the 29-yard line. So a gain of 12. We'll make it third and 8 with 13 seconds now to go. And the Eagles being very, very deliberate with their huddle. It's almost as if they're still kind of planning. Of course, at least we haven't seen the spread look anymore, the old Mouse Davis. Oh, and just as I said it, there's the spread. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. Empty backfield. Van Hollaby takes an errant snap, steps back, looking, throwing. Oh, man, that was excellent coverage. But nevertheless, he did manage this time to hit Jace Pfeiffer with Hayden Hafen draped all over him. Gets up to the 40-yard line. That is good for a 31-yard gain, and they're quickly going to hustle up and try and snap it again. Van Hollaby takes the snap, and he's looking right. Now he's under pressure. Now he's running for his life. Now he's going to throw up close to, that is to McGarry once again, and that will be the last play of the first half. So the Eagles tried desperately to try and punch it in once again. They get the ball down to the 20 before the clock expires, and the first half comes to an end, but it's largely been all Connell after one half of play. Your score, Connell 49, College Place 14 at halftime. We'll be back with a breakdown of the first half when we return. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Field of Dreams here in Connell. And at halftime, these two winless SCAC teams looking to get their first win. College Place certainly hoping it would be them, but it pretty much has been all Connell. Your score, Connell 49, College Place 14. Here is your scoring summary. In the first quarter, Connell drove 60 yards on their first possession and completed things with a 22-yard touchdown pass from Hunter Van Hollebeek to, who was that, Mayua 44? Yep, to Adam Mayua, and the Quesada kick was good. So with 11:14 to go, it's 7-0. College Place had to punt after that, and then this time, Connell ends up driving ultimately 81 yards, finishing off with a Van Hollebeek 2-yard rush and another Quezada kick with 7:38 to go in the first. Then Connell is up 14 14-0. College Place, however, then responds. They end up driving 55 yards and cap things off with a 41-yard Hayden Hafen run. And this is a Saldana kick is good. So a 2:48 to go in the first. Look like he might be turning this into a game as College Place trailed 14-7. But then Connell answered back, and that fairly rapidly. They quickly march 53 yards and cap it off with a one-yard Forsyth run. Again, the Quezada kick with under a minute to go makes it 21-0. College Place takes the ball over. They end up driving to 34, and that makes an end to the first quarter. Then the second quarter, unfortunately, things were simply not working the way College Place had hoped, and part of it certainly had to do with the fact that we were driving into the wind in the second quarter. Losing 11 yards on our first possession, we end up trying to punt, and it ends up being a net 10-yard punt. Connell takes the ball over on their 33 and quickly marched down 33 yards, and Anderson catches a 3-yard touchdown pass from Van Hollebeek, and again, the Quezada kick is good. 9:23 to go in the second quarter, and now it's 28-3. College Place has to turn the ball over on downs. They opt not to punt. They simply try and move it on fourth down. They end up turning the ball over on their own 15. Two plays later, Van Hollebeek hits Nay for a 4-yard touchdown, and it is 35-0. Again, next possession. College Place actually goes in reverse. They lose 6 yards, give the ball over on the 14. One pass later, Van Hollebeek hits McCary for a touchdown. That makes it 35-0. Again, Hawks take the ball over. 4 and out. They end up turning the ball over on the 20. Two plays later, Van Hollebeek runs it in from 8 yards out, and it's 40. And it's 42-0. That's right. Nope, that isn't right. I'm actually missing something somewhere. But then the Hawks, with under 2 minutes to go, they end up getting the ball on their 20. And very suddenly, they start making things go. Most notably, in particular, on third and long, Brandon Fry ends up putting up a wounded duck that Logan Hafen comes back to gather in. They were facing third and long from the 27. And Hafen gathers it in at midfield, 23-yard gain, gives the Hawks a first down on the 50, and then a face mask penalty on the next play, places the ball down at the 22. Very next play, again, Brandon Fry hits Logan Hafen for a 22-yard touchdown. The Saldana kick makes it good, and that makes it 49-14. Connell keeps their varsity out there. They gather the ball in on their own 17-yard line. They end up marching all the way down to the 20 with quick hits down the field despite being up, 35 points? And they're trying to put another touchdown on the board with their varsity before time ends up running out, and they're only able to get down to the College Place 20. But that gives you a halftime score of 49-14. College Place has been outgained 236-120. And despite that, we're being outscored 49-14. The bulk of this is due to the fact that in the second quarter, in every single instance except for their last possession, Connell was facing a very, very short field. Some of this due to the fact that we were not punting well with the wind in our face. And another thing is we simply were not able to move the ball downfield and repeatedly turn the ball over on downs inside the 25-yard line. So if the Hawks were to have any prayer to get back in this game, clearly they need to find some way to stop Van Hollebeek, in particular on offense. We've simply had no answer whatsoever for the Connell offense. They've scored on every possession that they've had. We've been unable to stop them. We've been unable to make them punt, and we haven't gotten any turnovers. To have any prayer of getting into this game, we have to find some way of stopping Connell's offense. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the standings in the SCAC. When we return, as we're halftime here from the Field of Dreams, as they call it up here in Connell, with the Eagles leading your Hawks 49-14 at halftime. We'll be back with more from Connell. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at the Field of Dreams here in Connell, and the Eagles leading your College Place Hawks 49-14. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoreboard from last week. We don't need to repeat the College Place score, but in other action this last Friday, Guy B was at Waluk, and the Warriors beat the Bears 30-6. Natchez Valley was hosting Cascade of Leavenworth, and Natchez Valley, the Rangers, pulling out against Leavenworth 23-16. The Eagles of Connell went to Royal and got spanked by the Knights 54-7, and Zilla hosted Wapato, and the Leopards remain undefeated 41-13. In action this week, tonight, Waluk is going to be at Cashmere. Tomorrow night, Wapato is going to be hosting Quincy. Royal and will be at Zilla. And that those two teams undefeated. So the winner of that game can argue that they deserve to be called the leaders of the SCAC. And then on Saturday, the Rangers of Natchez Valley are going to be at Kybee taking on the Bears. Your standings in the SCAC right now, Cashmere, Royal, and Zilla, all undefeated at 3-0, followed by the Natchez Valley Rangers at 1-2, then the Waluk Warriors and the Wapato Wolves, both at 1-2. And then you've got Connell, Kybee, and College Place, all still looking for their first win. Connell and College Place at 0-2, Kybee at 0-3. And again, College Place hoping to get their first win, but the way things went there in the first half, if things were to continue in the second half, it'll be Connell getting their first win, and College Place going to have to limp back home, still looking for that first win. We're going to take another break, and then hopefully when we come back, we'll have the second half kickoff. As we're here at halftime at the Field of Dreams here in Connell, and the Eagles leading your College Boys Hawks 49-14. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Boys Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. During May and June, we sold more new Toyotas than any two-month span in our history. Our formula is simple. Our team is dedicated to an unmatched customer experience, and our prices simply cannot be touched. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Coming to the end of halftime here in Connell, and the Eagles up 49-14, and clock says ready to go. Teams are on the sidelines, and no one's coming out to play. There we go. Now we've got the teams finally getting ready to come out. As the wind's died down a little bit here, now that the sun is well and truly fully down up here in Connell. It's actually been down for a bit, but that wind was really whipping around, particularly in the second quarter. They timed that just right, and that we were having to move very much against the wind in the second quarter, and it kept us pinned in our side of the field pretty much all second quarter, and allowed Connell to have a short field virtually the entire time. Breeze still coming a little bit, but nothing like it was earlier. And you're starting to feel that, you know, late September, you start to feel a little bit of that, that snap in the fall where the air's just got not quite the bite to it, but you know that summer is on its way out. In fact, I believe we're in proper fall now. Surpassed that equinox as now we're ready to start finally. And they're giving Quesada the ball. Connell will kick off to start the second half. And the Hawks, they're going to send Evan Geese out there, and I believe Jace Piefer to receive. So Quesada kicking from the 40, again, gets quite a bit of leg underneath it, and it's going to, again, go into the end zone. Not that same powerful kick that he had earlier that I had mentioned, where the wind was really whipping, and he very nearly scored a field goal kicking it from the 40. See if the Hawks can get anything else going on offense here in the second half. Brandon Fry will be out there at quarterback again. And he'll have he's sending James out. Or is James coming back? Yeah, he's moving James to the right on Hayden Hafen in the backfield with him. So Brandon will put James in motion. Brandon will take the snap and he'll hand off to Hayden Hafen. And Hafen managed to squeeze up to the 22-yard line. Gain of 2, making it 2nd and 8. Brandon Fry goes to the sideline to get the play, then comes back and informs the huddle what it is they're looking for. And now they'll break. With Fry with Hafen next to him. That's Hayden Hafen in the backfield with him. Brandon going to put James Fry in motion. Takes the snap. Fakes the jet. Now Brandon is going to step on his back feet. Oh, man, and he had his man wide open, but he just overthrew Jace Piefer. If he'd been able to hit Piefer, that would have been a good 23-yard gain. But it was just out of Piefer's reach, making it 3rd and 8. Put just a little less mustard on that. You got yourself a nice gain on a solid first down. And instead, it's going to be 3rd and 8 from the 22. Now the wind's almost gone. It'll be Brandon Fry with Hafen in the backfield with him. It's going to put James Fry in motion, and it's going to be that jet sweep to James. Nope, it's going to be a keeper. Brandon Fry is going to keep it, and he manages to ramble all the way past the 25, past the 30, up to the 33-yard line. I believe that was a engineered quarterback keeper, and Brandon Fry scampers for 11 yards, and that'll be good for College Place first down. Brandon Fry with the design quarterback sweep around the right. A little bit of deception on who was going to be getting the ball. First down, Hawks. And you got James Fry in the backfield as well. So two running backs on either side of Brandon Fry. Brandon claps for the ball. He'll hand off to James. James goes off right tackle, and he manages to muscle for... They're going to give him 2 yards up to the 35. That'll make it second and eight. Are they saying 34? I beg your pardon. So they're going to say it's 1 yard, making it second and nine. Mariners up 6-1 in Seattle. Colorado did manage to get a run scored. Two running backs now in the backfield with Brandon Fry from shotgun. Two receivers out to the right. Brandon claps for the snap, and he ended up wanting to pitch. Oh, he does manage to get a pass off. It was supposed to be a handoff to his brother James. It got interrupted. Brandon almost got dropped, and then he gets the ball to James. But because all this action was going on in the backfield, the Hawks actually end up losing 3 on the play. It's going to be back to the 31. I have that as 3rd and 12. If the Hawks don't get a first down, they may be able to punt here, as they're going to send James Fry out to the left. So it'll be Hafen in the backfield with Brandon. Brandon's going to throw, fakes the throw, and then he's going to get sacked. I believe he ended up getting dropped by Kane Geddes, a 6'1 senior. And he ends up getting dropped back at the 25-yard line. Loss of 6. That'll make it 4th and long. Say about 4th and 17. 9:09 to go. Yeah, 4th and 18. 9:09 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Brandon comes back to the huddle with the play, having come from the sideline. Now they're going to break. And they're just going to go for it again. Every time they did this resulted in a short field earlier. It's like, we're just going to keep doing it because I guess our punt game won't quite do it. So Brandon's going to step back, has some pressure, managed to get the pass off. It's going to be intercepted.
Pass is intercepted.
Yeah. Are they going to say the pass is intercepted? Yes, there is, but there's also a flag on the play back at the 20-yard line, and we've got a Connell player down. If the play stands, that pass was intercepted by Hunter McGarry, the 6'1 senior. Oh, and the call is holding against College Place, so the interception is going to stand. I believe the ball is going to be placed around the 45-yard line, but we have an injury timeout as we have a Connell Eagle down on the field. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, it'll be Connell football with the Eagles leading the Hawks with 8:39 to go in the third, 49-14 up here in Connell. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
The interception actually was no good. It might have done us a favor because then the ball would be at midfield. But because the Hawks turned the ball over on downs, the ball is going to be placed on the 25-yard line of College Place. So Van Hollebeek will have Forsyth in the backfield with him. With that rotating... those rotating defenders, and Van Hollebeek ended up keeping it, and then finally he waited too long, and he's going to end up being hauled down by Judah Breithaupt right at the original line of scrimmage. Credit Judah with a sack. That'll make it 2nd and 10. Van Hollen Beek accustomed to having all kinds of time, but he waited too long. And Judah wrapped him up and dropped him. 2nd and 10. Forsyth in the backfield again with Van Hollen Beek. Claps for it. Hands off to Forsyth. Delayed handoff off the left end. And he gets inside the 20. Say get pushed out inside the 15-yard line down to the 14. So Forsyth with an 11-yard gain. That'll be good for a Connell first down. Nope, down to the 15. I beg your pardon. So they're going to credit Forsyth with a 10-yard gain there. Still good for a Connell first down. And Forsyth still back there with Van Hollen Beek and two receivers split to either side. Van Hollen Beek picks up the fumbled snap, still manages to get it in, throws right, has his man. That is, yes, it is. Goodness gracious, that is Van Hollen Beek to Jace, rather to Nafe, Benjamin Nafe. And that's good for another Connell touchdown. 15-yard strike from Van Hollen Beek to Nafe. Makes it 55-14. And that'll bring Quesada out for the point after touchdown. Van Hollen Beek holding. And now we've got a whistle before we try to attempt it. We have a timeout. No. They are saying that Tucker Thomason is having an issue. I don't know if it's a uniform issue or perhaps he's bleeding, but he is going to end up being replaced by Lyle Hales, a 5'6", 125-pound freshman. And that was that's almost a 100-yard or 100-pound difference right there. So now, are we ready to go? White hat's in position. Yep, there's the whistle. There's the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up. And Quesada is absolutely reliable. Unfortunately, the Quesada kick is good. With 7:52 to go in the third quarter, your score, Connell 56, College Place 14. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
The Quesada kickoff ends up going into the end zone again. So it'll be a touchback, and the Hawks will take over on their 20. Connell, every single possession they've had, they scored a touchdown. 8 possessions, 8 touchdowns. The Hawks, well, they've managed 2 decent drives, both resulting in touchdowns. That gives us a 56-14 deficit, however. Brandon Fry still in shotgun with Hayden Haven next to him. 3 receivers split to the left side of the field. He'll put James Fry in motion to the other side. Now Fry, James is going to come back, and the pitch is going to be to him, and he ends up getting hauled down in the backfield by Max Anderson for a loss. That's a 5-yard loss back to the 15. Yeah, it's a combination of, let's see. Let's take a look at that. Anderson, yeah, is a linebacker, and so they're doing a linebacker blitz, and they're able to sneak right between the linemen, and they're reading that pitch to James Frye. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Second and 15. Brandon Frye takes the snap, and he wants to throw, and he's going to end up going down. He's going to end up going down inside the 10-yard line. He wanted to throw. There was no one to be found, and he's going to end up getting dropped, I beg your pardon, right at the 10-yard line. So that's another 5-yard loss. But now that makes it third and 20. Coming up on 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Brandon Frye gets his steps. He's got to run to the sideline for every play, then back out. And Brandon will have both his brother James and Hayden Hafen next to him in the backfield. Brandon takes the snap. And was that a delayed handoff? Yes, it was. A delayed handoff, I believe, to James Frye. Nope, sorry, it was Hayden Hafen. And Hafen actually ends up getting dropped behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of one. So the Hawks lost 11 yards on this possession. It's fourth and 21. And we are not going to punt, despite the fact the wind has finally died down here in Connell. It's wind just is not present at all. So a punt might be a possibility, but we keep running, keep trying to make things work on fourth down. So Brandon will be back there with Hayden Hafen. And three receivers split to the short side of the field here. They're bunched up right next to one another. And Brandon is going to step up under pressure. He's going to be hauled down again. Awful close to the goal line. Yeah, they're going to say we're going to turn the ball over inside the five. They're saying he ended up getting sacked by Aiden Garza. And that ball... Boy, he got dropped at the one, so we end up losing 19 yards. And then on the one, Connell is going to have the ball and have the shortest field possible. Already up 56-14. We finally have some different players out there. We're going to have, I believe this is Cutter Jinks, a 5'7 junior, is going to be on at quarterback, and he hands off. That was Tucker Thomason, normally a lineman, but Thomason ends up taking the handoff and going on the right and cannot punch it in. And this is going to say no gain on the play. That'll make it second and goal. So again, Jenks will be in at quarterback at shotgun with Tucker Thomason, 6 foot, 210 pounds, in at running back. Jenks takes the snap and tries to give it to Thomason again, and Thomason is going to go in off right tackle and score. So Thomason with a one-yard run will have Connell get above 60. It is 62-14 with 3:22 to go in the third quarter. I am just having issues with numbers tonight. Quesada. And for the point after touchdown again, Von Hollebeek will be in on the field for the hold. And there's a flag on the field. I wonder if we've got a celebration penalty. Yep, celebration penalty against Connell. Those penalties end up getting assessed on a kickoff. So Quezada will still be in for the point after touchdown, but I believe they have to kick from the 30. Saw this call a couple of weeks ago down in the Tri-Cities. So there's the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up, and Quezada continues to be perfect. With 3:22 to go in the third quarter, your score, Connell 63, College Place 14. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Evan Geese and JSP for deep to receive the Quesada kick. Quesada has to kick from the 25, so, and he's been putting it in the end zone every time since the start of the second quarter. So we'll see if we get a chance to make a play on this. Quesada is 10 yards deep. He is going to make a long run at this football before putting his right foot on it. He's going to see if he can't put it in the end zone again. And there's the Quesada kick, and instead it's going to be quite a bit short. It's going to be brought up by the short man at the 25-yard line. That is number 64, and he tries to cross up, and that was Judah Breithaupt, and he was unable to turn the corner. So Breithaupt ends up returning the ball to the 33-yard line, where it'll be first down College Place. We have spent the 35-yard line. They're going to credit Breithaupt as getting to. We've spent an enormous amount of time on this side of the field for the last two quarters. The score is 63-14. However, we also have a running clock, so things are going to be moving a tad faster here. Brandon Fry with James Fry and Hayden Hafen in the backfield with him. Two receivers split to the right and steps back under three-man pressure. He wanted to go across the field. It said it's going to be intercepted and it's going to be a pick six. I believe this is Adam Mayua. Yes, it is. Adam Mayua read the pass intended. I want to say that was for Hayden Hafen. And Mayua picks it back. Intercepts it and takes it back for the pick six to the house. That might have been a 43-yard INT return. And again, Quesada will be on for the point after touchdown. And for the second week in a row, if Quesada makes this, we'll have given up 70 points. 2:16 to go in the third quarter. And again, we're taking our time. Why are we taking our time? No, we've got to send too many men on the field. Yeah, we end up sending a lineman back to the Connell sideline. Number 58 was where he should not be. And Quesada continues to be perfect. That is 10 touchdowns for Connell, and your score with 2:16 to go in the third quarter. Connell, 70. College Place, 14. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down?
Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Quesada kicking off from the 40 with Jace Peefer and Evan Geese deep to receive. And he puts his leg into it again and going to put it into the end zone where the Hawks will start on their 20. Had a field slightly farther up this last time, but we end up tossing a pick six. And we have just been snake bit and on this side of the field for two full quarters. And it just, with one exception, just not gone well for us. We did have an 80-yard march in the second quarter and put up our second touchdown. But otherwise, it has been an unpleasant time down at this end of the field, moving from right to left as we sit up here in the scorer's booth. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. And it'll be Fry and Hayden Hafen in the backfield again. Three receivers split to the left. Brandon takes the snap, looks right, throws right, has his man, and passes complete to Logan Hafen. And Logan brings it in at the 24, so that's a gain of four, making it second and six. Now under 2 minutes to go in the third. Yeah, Hawks giving up 70-some points to Cashmere last week, and now we've given up 70 to Connell. Brendan Fry with Hayden Hafen next to him. The handoff is going to be to Hayden. And, oh, he goes left and then cuts through to the right, and now he's loose to the 50. 45, 40, 40, 30. Got one man to beat and finally gets hauled down, but not until Hayden Hafen just goes on a long ramble down the right sideline all the way down to the 19-yard line. That is a 57-yard ramble by Hayden Hafen. Are they going to give it to him to the 20 now? So make it 56. First down College Place all the way down at the Connell 20-yard line. Hayden Hafen drove left then broke right, and the Connell secondary was unable to keep up with them. First and 10 Hawks in Connell territory. Brandon Fry claps for the ball. He's looking, he's throwing, he's going for it all, and he's got a man, but there was, oh, we're going to have DPI. If I had to guess, I'm going to say we're going to have defensive pass interference. I believe his intended receiver was Evan Geese. I'm still trying to confirm the number. We'll double-check that. Yes, indeed. He wanted Evan Geese, and the way they threw the flag made it look very much like defensive pass interference, and it is. That ball is going to come down inside the 10-yard line, possibly even inside the 5. Or are they simply going to say it's an automatic first down? Okay. And we've got a timeout. That was the end of the last play. That was the last play of the third quarter. And we get a defensive pass interference call. So the Hawks, to start the fourth quarter, are going to have excellent field position after we take this break. After three quarters of play, your score, Connell 70, College Place 14, but the Hawks threatening. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connors Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connors Flooring and Design.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota.
While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LeGrand, Baker, Ontario, Boise, the Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, to start the fourth quarter, once again, we are on the right side of the field where we've been for the last two quarters, but this time we're actually threatening the Connell end zone. First and goal from the 10. Brandon Fry in shotgun with Hayden Hafen next to him. Fakes the handoff. Instead, it's going to be quarterback keeper, and Brandon Fry in a design quarterback keeper is untouched into the end zone. Fry with a quarterback scamper and a 10-yard college place touchdown. 11:52 to go in the game, and we finally strike again. So this will be Saldana on for the point after touchdown. He is 2 for 2. And it'll be Logan Hafen to spot the ball. Waiting for the white hat. There's the whistle. And there's a snap, and we got a flag thrown and whistles blown right before we started the play. We've got a false start on College Place, so we're going to back up a little bit and going to have to try this again. And Saldana doesn't have quite the strength of Quesada in terms of kicking strength, so we'll see if this five-yard penalty, is it a five-yard penalty? Yeah, we'll see if this five-yard penalty makes it that much more difficult. So again, Hayden Hafen with a hold. There's the whistle. And the snap. Ball is down. Kick is up, and it is blocked. Yeah, the kick ends up being no good. So with 11:52 to go in the game, your score, Connell 70, College Place 20. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
If I am seeing this right, Noah Garcia, the freshman, is on to kick off for the Hawks instead of Saldana. So 5'8 freshman is going to put a left foot into it, and it's going to end up being gathered at the 10. By number 26, puts a spin move on his first tackler, and then it's going to end up being brought down at the 25. That was Arlen Eagle Elk making the return for Connell. We'll see what the flag is. It got a block in the back against College Place, so ball right now is placed on the 25, and it's going to come up a bit farther after that, presumably. A No, they said they motioned it as being against College Place, but that's incorrect. It's going against Connell. So Connell is going to be backed up to their 11-yard line. Nope, sorry, 15-yard line. It looks like the 16-yard line. But we'll call it the 15. As what do we have? Nope, that is number four now at running back. That is Jenks at quarterback. He's handing off to Aiden Garza. And Garza goes from the 15 to the 21, so call that a gain of six. And that will make it about second and six based on the placement. Clock continues to run, coming up on 11 minutes to go in the game. Jenks, again, hands off to Garza. And Garza's going to end up getting hauled down in the backfield by Judah Breithaupt. And get a loss of one on that play. Garza hauled down by Breithaupt. It will make it third and seven. And now we have a late flag coming in. What the devil's going on? I think we've got a personal foul. Oh, yes. And the ref is actually lecturing Aiden Garza. And Garza's getting hauled off the field by his coach. And Garza making expressions like, I don't understand what the issue is, and shaking his head. But clearly, he said something the refs did not care for. Yeah, that was a very late flag. And Garza either didn't like how things went with Breithaupt, or he didn't like how the refs did not call anything, but it ends up being a personal foul, and that's going to end up being marched halfway to the goal line, so that'll be put back on the 10. Oh, they're saying, block in the back? No, I'm sorry, that's an incorrect call. It was not a block in the back. But we end up with third and 15, and this time the handoff, I want to say, is to Arlen Eagle Elk. Yep, that'll be Eagle Elk going from the 10 to about the 12. Yeah, and that will make it about fourth and 14, and this is the first genuine punting situation that we have seen all game. And are they in punt formation? I believe they are. Is that Braden McCary out there? Nope. Oh, they managed to drag the Hawks off sides. Jenks managed to haul the Hawks off sides. So that'll push things up to the 17, but that still makes it fourth and nine from there. Does give them a little bit more room to maneuver, but it still looks like Jenks at quarterback. With, I believe, Eagle Elk, the sophomore, behind him. So Jenks, again, trying to haul people off. They're not falling for it this time. Now Jenks claps for it, and he's going to quick kick it. So Jenks the kick, and it takes a significant Connell bounce, and it ends up getting downed, I want to say, at the 45-yard line of College Place. So the Hawks finally get a stop, and they will take over on their, yep, I did have it right. It was the 44-yard line. That's where I saw the ball, and then the near judge set himself up at the 45. But sure enough, the ball is going to be spotted at the 44. 8:47 to go in the game, and the clock continues to run with the Hawks trailing 70-20. And Brendan Fry still out there with Hayden Hafen next to him in the backfield. Brandon will put James Fry in motion, fakes the jet sweep, and Brandon double clutches, then goes downfield. Got his man and cannot hang on to it. He wanted Jace Pfeiffer, and... Sorry, Pfeiffer, I beg your pardon. And it was placed in a way that Jace could have gathered that in, but it ends up falling incomplete, second and 10. Rats. Because that would have been a substantial gain. I want to say Pfeiffer was down around the 30-yard line. And instead, it is going to be 2nd and 10 from the 44. So Brandon's going to put James Fry in motion, fakes the jet sweep. Nope, it is the jet sweep, and James does get around the end. He gets past midfield inside just to the 45-yard line. And that is an 11-yard gain. That'll be good for a College Place first down. Coming under 7:30 to go in the game. College Place getting a little movement here. Brandon Fry with Hayden Hafen next to him. And shotgun, three receivers split wide to the right. And it's going to be a handoff to Hafen, who went left, now right, and he's to the 30, to the 25 before he ends up getting upended. Sorry, at the 26-yard line. Getting tackled by Beckham Nielsen, a junior, but not until gaining 24 yards. And that'll be another College Place first down, now with under 7 minutes to go. James Fry joining Hayden Hafen in the backfield with Brandon Fry. Brandon calls for the snap, and it'll be a shovel to James, who gets around left end, and he sheds one tackle and another, gets inside the 20. Down to the 19 before they get him dragged down. That's a 2-yard gain. No, I had him at the 21. They must have been at the 26. I beg your pardon. That is a 7-yard gain, making it 2nd and long and out for the 20. 2nd and about 4, coming under 6 minutes to go. Again, James Fry and Hafen in the backfield with Brandon Fry. Brandon. Short hand off to Hayden Hafen, who's getting deep into the second level. He gets inside the 10, inside the 5. Going to call that down to the 1. Hayden Hafen with a 19-yard scamper just short of the goal line, making it 1st and goal, College Place. Coming under 5:30 to go in the game. But the Hawks getting a little bit of movement here later in the game. And not in any particular hurry, letting the clock continue to run down in under 5:10. And now we're ready to go with James Fry and Hayden Hafen in the backfield with Brandon. Brandon Fry claps for the snap, takes it, and he's going to roll right, and he wants his man. Now he's going to tuck it and run, and he is going to run it in. Brandon Fry with a 1-yard quarterback keeper is good for a College Place touchdown. And that will bring Saldana back out for the point after touchdown. Or are they going to go for 2? Looks like they're going to go for 2. Yes, indeed. So that same 3-man backfield, Brandon Fry, James Fry, and Hayden Hafen. 2 receivers split to the right. And Brandon calls for it. Again, he's going to keep it and wants to throw. And he's going to lower his shoulder and get the 2. So Brandon Fry's 2-point conversion is good with 4:51 to go in the game. Your score, Connell, 70. College Place, 28. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for.
We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
4:51 to go in the game, and College Place gets their fourth touchdown of the game. They trail Connell 70-28. And yeah, Saldana appears to be done kicking. Now we've got Wilbert Saldana Ibarra out to kick. He had a Did I call that wrong in terms of kicking earlier? Did he kick this earlier? Quite possibly. So Saldana Ibarra approaches with that short group, and he puts up a short kick that is going to be, it's going to bounce off the ball carrier at the 20, and then going to be picked up at the 25, but then gets around the end, and he's got a couple people to beat, but instead he scoots back in. I say he's going to be brought down by Judah Breithaupt. The ball returner was Forrest Chamberlain, a 5'2", 110-pound freshman. You got to credit. You talk about having grit. A freshman that small, he lowered his shoulder and did the best he possibly could. Until I take it back, that wasn't Breithaupt that brought him down. It was Brody Ansorge-Dashofsky. The 6-foot freshman brought him down. So first down, Connell from their 44-yard line, coming up on 4 minutes to go in the game. And Jenks will still be at quarterback. And he'll have Eagle Elk in the backfield with him. Arlen Eagle Elk, a sophomore, and the handoff is to Eagle Elk. And he stutter steps, almost gets to midfield, and then gets hauled down at the 49 after a 5-yard gain. Clock continues to run, under 3:40 to go. Second and 5 from the 49. And both teams being really kind of deliberate about just, you know, not in a hurry to do anything since this game. Connell is going to win this game, being up 70-28. Jenks and shotgun with Eagle Elk behind him and spins around. Takes the snap, gives to Eagle Elk, gets past midfield to the 48. Call that a gain of 3. And that'll make it about 3rd and 2 with 3 minutes to go in the game. Jenks, like Brandon Fry, they go to the sideline for their plays. Jenks comes out and feeds it to his crew. With 2:45 to go, they're going to break open for the play. With Eagle Elk behind him, Jenks and shotgun, and we get a whistle before the play. I think we've got false start. Are we? Nope. We either have someone who needs a bandage taken care of. That is Ivan Cisneros for College Place is being sent to the bench. And Judah Breithaupt will step in for him, so we'll try again. Yeah, there was no penalty there. So now we'll try it. Jenks and shotgun, hands off to Eagle Elk. And Eagle Elk goes around right end, and he's a thefty little runner. He got around the end, and we got a flag on the play. He's finally going to get hauled down inside the 20 by Hayden Hafen. We got a flag, all the way back at the 34-yard line. I got a sneaking suspicion this is going to be either holding or a block. Yeah, it's going to be holding against Connell. So much of Eagle Elk's run is going to be eliminated. Eagle Elk got down, I want to say he got down inside the 20-yard line, but this is going to be coming back as the penalty marked at the 34 will bring the ball back all the way to the 45. Yeah, 45. They are going to say they got a first down, but it ends up being hauled back yardage-wise. Not quite sure how you do that, but we'll run with it. As Jinx again has Eagle Elk next to him with under 60 seconds to go now in the game. Jinx hands off to Eagle Elk, and Eagle Elk bounces off, goes to the right. Now he's going to cut up and then gets cut off before he can get to the 40-yard line. Credit him to the 41, gain of 4. Making it 2nd and 6. And coming up on 30 seconds to go in the game. Now under 20 seconds to go, are they going to run a play or not? The bulk of the team is coming back to the bench, so that is probably going to do it, and it is. So as the clock runs down, we can announce the final. From Connell, the Eagles beat your Hawks 70-28. We'll be back with yardage totals and what is coming up next for the Hawks when we return here to Connell. You're listening to College Plus Hawk Football right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks fall 70-28 here to Connell, up here in Connell. And it is interesting telling that the Eagles only outgained the Hawks 283-188, but the part of the reason the score was as lopsided as it was is because throughout largely the second and third quarters, we were continually giving Connell very, very short fields so that they did not have to drive very far. So despite the fact that the yardage wasn't overwhelming, the score unfortunately was, and the Hawks are going to fall to 0-4. Coming up next for the Hawks, they'll be back home, and they'll be hosting Wapato. That game will be next Friday at College Place at 7 p.m., so make sure you tune in for that. Again, your final from Connell, the Eagles 70, your College Place Hawks 28. Next game against Wapato at home next Friday. We will see you then. You've been listening to College Place Football right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.